Welcome to the January 2016 issue of TD Magazine. I'm Paula Ketter, editor. Curation is here to stay. In 2012, curation was being talked about as a new role for learning and development professionals. Well, as you can see by the cover story in this month's issue, if curation is not part of your role as a talent development professional, you've missed a golden opportunity to expand learning in your organization. Content on curation used to focus on how to curate and where trainers and learners fit into the process. But this month's cover story focuses on finding value in the content you are organizing and gathering. For any given topic, there is no shortage of previously published information. So the role of talent development professionals as curators is to review the already published content and decide if it can be valuable in the context in which it would be used in your organization. Curators aggregate, distill, and remix existing content to show how it applies to new situations, write authors Ben Betts and Allison Anderson in their article on page 30. Betts and Anderson share their curation strategy, which includes purpose, process, and players, and explain that the talent development professionals will be expected to develop a curation plan or support a curation strategy. Curation is not a single procedure, but a way of working and engaging for both an individual and an organization, the authors write. It is not simply a nice-to-have or an added bonus. Curation is at the intersection of making sense and making meaning in the age in which we live now. Is content curation part of your talent development strategy? If not, what are you waiting for?